Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
Oh yeah. Good morning everybody and welcome into the room. Yep. I see three people here. And I ain't talking about me, myself, and I. Nope. I see Steve.
Yeah.
I see Casey.
Good morning.
I see me and my reflection in the mirror. That's right. And this is your Weekly Dose podcast.
And we thank you for joining us today as we are streaming live to you from Orange County, California. If you're new to the your Weekly Dose, this program is about having fun. We recap our past week experiences and enlighten your day through laughter.
That's right, laughing at all the things we experience in everyday life. The embarrassments, the silly things, the awkward things, even the things that we're afraid to talk about, but we still do.
You know, the things that connect us all, the things that make us human, and as they say, laughter is the best medicine.
That's right. To all of our listeners, old and new, we always love it when you guys are a part of the show and join the conversation. So you can do that several ways. First of all, comment on each of our episodes on our website, yourweeklydose.com.
Send a message via Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1.
Say hello to us on Facebook at yourweeklydose.
Or if you want to send us a personal message, you can email us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
That's right. Well, we got a fun show for you guys today. Of course, we're going to be remembering two great people that we lost this past week, Bob Saget and Ronnie Spector. And we got a couple of emails that people were bitching at us that we didn't talk about the man last week because was his birthday. So we're going to talk about him today. Most expensive toys that are out there to collect. And we're also going to be celebrating National Strawberry Ice Cream Day. And we might even take a trip out to 31 Flavors, Baskin-Robbins.
That should be fun.
Uh-huh.
Mmm, I like ice cream. Okay, you can always download past shows for free from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, you can subscribe through iTunes, iHeartRadio, or Spotify. Just search for Your Weekly Dose, and most importantly, tell the world what you think of us. So please rate and review the show.
Yes, please do. And today's theme song was Tutti Frutti by the great Little Richard, who actually lost not that long ago. I think it was like last year or the year before.
Yeah,
we lost
Little
Richard, yeah. So, anyway, as we always say, guys, go to our website and yourweeklydose.com and click on the Amazon banner. And with that, you can do a whole bunch of shopping, including buying Tutti Frutti by Little Richard and all of Little Richard's greatest hits.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ow!
Yeah. Shut up! You know, and get all those wonderful things, whatever.
What was that movie he was in? He lived across the street from, I can't remember the characters, but I think it was the one where they kidnapped the wife and it was the husband doing it or something. It was really funny, but his character was just hysterical.
Well, I think Little Richard is always being Little Richard.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, no matter what. And whatever he does, he's great. There is actually, I'm serious, folks. Go to our website, jump on the Amazon banner, and look up Little Richard. He did a children's album
for Disney. Well, okay, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think it's for Disney. But I know he did a children's album. That man made the Itsy Bitsy Spider rock out. I kid you not.
See, I don't remember that one, but what I do remember is the Spaghetti and Meatballs song.
I haven't heard him
I'm
do that
I'm pretty sure
one.
That one. Yeah, it was like the on top of spaghetti,
yeah,
all covered
yeah.
in cheese.
I lost my poor meatball when somebody sneezed.
I'm pretty sure.
Rolled off the table and under the floor. And then my poor meatball rolled out of the door.
Yes.
It rolled in the garden and under a bush. And then my poor meatball was nothing but mush.
Wow, that's exciting.
I guess it's our generation.
No wonder only 5-year-olds sing it. The movie was Down and Out in Beverly Hills. Richard Dreyfuss, Bette Midler, Nick Nolte. Yes, yes, it was so good.
Real quick, can you find on YouTube Little Richard's Itsy Bitsy Spider? I mean, because you got to hear this. This thing, I mean, like I said, it's little freaking Richard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like he made anything sound cool.
Oh yeah.
You know, and for him to take on a number of children's albums, you know, and then to take on a song like that, you know, I'm like going, wow, he can really rock out. Okay, yeah, crank this thing. Already it's grooving.
Yeah.
Already.
Yeah.
It's Little Richard playing piano. See all those little squeals and everything?
Oh,
it's cool!
Ow.
Good afternoon, Del Marva. Good afternoon, Lime City. Yes, we are playing Little Richard. And I think the video for it, he's got like a bunch of kids around the piano, and they're all dancing. I mean, this sounds cool.
This is what I would put on.
Can you imagine driving down the road? Can you imagine Mateo right now driving in North Carolina? You know, just driving. You know, one hand on the wheel, going more back and forth. And just,
it sounds like a comedy skit.
Shut up! You know. Oh my God, so good. All right. Anyway, go to Amazon. Buy Little Richard's music, including this one. What's that one called? Is it like it's a Disney album, right?
Oh, let me see here. But it's on the Itsy Bitsy. That's what it's called, Itsy Bitsy Spider.
Yeah, yeah. But the, I mean, the album though, it's from.
Let's find out.
Well, you have the picture there.
Is that the picture?
Yeah.
Oh, For Our Children.
For Our Children. It's a Disney song.
Yep.
And it's all Little Richard, basically, For Our Children. So cool. I mean, you can't go wrong with it.
Oh, okay. So apparently benefit the Pediatric AIDS Foundation.
Hey, there you go.
Was why it was.
So go look for it. Download it. Go to Amazon. Go to our website. Click on the Amazon banner and then purchase that album, Little Richard. There you go. Makes sense to me. All right. Now that we're done with that, should we catch up? I guess so. There's an old man over there in the corner.
I know. He's scrolling on Facebook.
Instead of old man in the seat, it's old man in the corner.
I just discovered something.
Yeah.
There's a scene
that means
with
you need to take
Bob
his edibles
Saget
today.
On Full House. Little Richard comes with the kids and they're downstairs and he's doing Itsy Bitsy Spider.
Okay, find that real quick then. Let's find that real quick.
It was
Full House.
Little Richard, Itsy Bitsy Spider, and it's one of the videos. I picked it and I was like, oh my God, that's Bob Saget. Did I pick the wrong thing?
Okay. I love this. Casey's all like moving knobs.
I know. Come on, baby. You can do it. Casey. Casey.
Right, I think Little Richard just walked through the kitchen.
There's a little spider that also strong. Listen to the beat. Let me pump the song. Ow! It's a busy spider. Went up the border spot. Duck in the rain, wash the spider out. I came to sun, dried up all the rain. It's a busy spider, went up the spot again. It's a busy spider. Ooh, and it's a busy spider. We got an it's a busy spider.
Oh, that's kind of cool. That's cool.
How bizarre is that with everything that's happening to be talking about Little Richard and find a video with Bob Saget?
Like having Henry Ford tune up your car.
Wow. Now if Ronnie Spector came into the episode also and backed up, that would be amazing right there on Full House. Anyway, we're catching up with each other here when we got nicely interrupted, I'm going to say.
Ah, but good.
Yes, it was all good. That was a good segue. It's going to be a good segue when we're talking about Bob later on. So week-wise, I don't know. What did he? I had an interesting week, actually. So, as some of you guys know, I've talked about being in this band, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I originally started playing drums for them. But now I'm going to switch over to playing guitar. And so we're going to get a real drummer because I just feel it's necessary to make the sound, I think, a little bit better overall. You know, because I can play drums. I'm not a drummer. There's a difference. So I started to work this week on a PA rack for us and everything. And so I'm thinking, oh, great. We can use like my wireless stuff and everything and so forth and what have you. I opened up my wireless microphone.
Mm-hmm.
And where the batteries are at.
Mm-hmm.
Acid everywhere.
Oh, no. Yeah, that happens. Yeah.
I'm like, really?
Sit too long.
Really? Okay. So I ordered a new battery compartment to see maybe I can save it and salvage it. So I got to do that. And then... But I was really pissed because it's like, because now that means like that whole microphone's like no good. And I don't know how much of that battery acid went onto the regular board for transmitting, you know, or anything. So I got the battery compartment. So I'm going to try exchanging that out and see if that works. If not, luckily I did find a place in China that they actually have the casing for it.
In
so
China?
Hopefully, yeah. I don't care how long it takes because the band ain't got a couple of shows for a while anyway. So, and hopefully I can remove the internals and then move it over and hopefully work. If not, it's like I'm screwed.
Oh, no.
I'm totally screwed for a wireless system. And the thing that's hard, though, is that this system was discontinued in 2013. And parts, federal law, manufacturers have to keep parts for a minimum of 5 years.
Oh.
So... 2018 is like, okay, everybody gets thrown out. And so there's no parts for it, no nothing. I am like so searching the internet for something or whatever, you know. And I found this one guy the other day on accident. And now I'm trying to re-find him. And I can't remember if it was on Facebook Marketplace or if it was on eBay.
Because
he had a picture like of all these different parts of Shure stuff and everything, and I'm trying to find out where he's at, and I can't find it right now.
Oh.
So I'm kind of like getting really depressed. But I'm hoping if I get the casing, you know, if the battery thing doesn't work, buy the casing, buy the whole new casing. If that doesn't work, then I'm screwed. Then I'm just going to sell everything. And then to boot, I had 5 wireless transmitters for my guitars. 2 of those got destroyed because I left the batteries in there, too. So now I'm down to 3. So I'm like, going, okay, all right, let's see what happens. So if the thing doesn't work at all with the microphone,
right?
Then luckily I still have 3 transmitters for guitars and 3 receivers. And they're all the same frequency, so I can sell all those and get and just upgrade and get new ones then.
I guess, you know, that's a silver lining, I guess,
yeah,
a little.
Yeah. Well, the thing, too, that sucks, though, is that I haven't used these things in probably, definitely not the last 2 years. So 3, 4, probably 5 years I haven't used them because I haven't done a gig big enough or anything. Because normally I take those things, like when I do, like, the Orange County Fair or something like that, we're on a bigger stage and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't done those shows for a while. So they've just been sitting there and everything waiting to be used. And the thing is, because they're in a rack, they look brand freaking new. One of them even still has the plastic on it still. So I'm just like going, okay, all right, you know. So yeah, so that was my week trying to fix all that stuff and everything. So that's what you guys are seeing downstairs, too.
Ah, okay. The rack that's the pandemonium happening.
Yeah, that's the pandemonium downstairs with the rack. And they're trying to figure out what's going to work, what's not going to work and everything.
And then you have to decide whether it's actually just the wire that doesn't work or the actual piece that's not working.
Or is it the owner that's not working at all? Yeah.
Or have I just plugged it in wrong?
Yeah, exactly. So, and then I'm still waiting to find out about the job, too. So I'm kind of waiting on that. But that was my whole week, basically, trying to fix this whole wireless thing first. So, like oh, man. Why did I leave them in there?
No. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because those. I mean, that was extra money. That's money thrown away that I just...
How was that?
It's the worst.
Yeah, exactly. So that was my week overall. So, not fun. So, how about
you,
Steve?
You're both looking at me, so I'm next.
Yeah, because you know what? Caitlin ain't here.
That's true.
So, poor thing. We got to say real quick to give a shout out to Caitlin, though. Oh, God, I hate to say this, but poor thing, she got COVID, unfortunately. Yep. You know, and that's why she's not here. So
yeah, she went over the holidays. She saw her dad, and that's where she got it.
So we blame him. We blame your father.
That's her dad's fault.
Don't know where dad was going. You know.
I mean, everyone's got it right now.
Where'd she go? Portland or something like that? That's where she's from, or is it? No, she's further south. I can't remember.
Oh gosh,
I can't remember.
I don't know. I know she went to Sacramento a lot, but I don't
Sacramento.
Know.
Sacramento.
Okay, so I don't
that's
know if
she,
that's
I was
where
say, that wasn't a part of your island
yeah.
game.
Yeah.
All I know about her is who she would take, what candy bar she wants. And
which is very important.
Yeah.
That's very important. You know, no, because I say, if it was Portland or whatever, I had a joke for Portland. So.
You can tell that joke anyway.
Well, did you know that Portland, and this is actually true, this is a true statement, this is a true fact, that Portland has more strip joints per capita than any other city in the U.S.?
Huh.
Hmm.
Is that a joke?
Well, I was going to say, now we know where her dad went, you know, and probably got it there. That's where I'd probably go if I was in Portland.
Yeah.
You know, just saying. But Sacramento, I think you're right. Your family's from Sacramento. There ain't much in Sacramento either, so but there's less per capita in Sacramento. I know.
All right.
I've been there.
All right.
So, yeah, you really got to look in Sacramento.
I don't think there's any in the actual city of Chicago. They have to be outside the city limits.
I don't know.
Pretty sure.
Probably on the south. Definitely on the south side.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think so. I really don't think that there's any in the city of Chicago. I think you have to.
Well, no, but I'm talking like, yeah, you're talking. I'm talking about like the south side of Chicago area.
Oh yeah, okay,
area.
Yeah.
Like Blue Island, mm-hmm. You know, Chicago Heights area.
Yeah, yeah. Once you're right outside the city, then it's just
bam,
like, strip
it explodes.
Strip club.
You know,
a lot of billboards.
It's kind
of
like Times Square in the 70s. You know, nudes. You know, that's all. Kind of like it was like down at the airport years ago, LAX. Yeah, Steve remembers. He's remembering back.
Yeah. Reminiscing.
Speaking of remembering back, how was your week?
Oh, yeah. Well,
because we were looking at you.
Unfortunately, it didn't involve any nudes.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah. But anyway, so our fantasy football season ended and the championships and everything like that. And overall, I ended up in sixth place, which is like at the end of we go weeks 1 through 14.
But wait a minute, though. Did you tell me? Did you say earlier?
See, that's the thing.
and what a thing it is!
I ended up. I had the third highest score over the year,
which
I
puts
had
you in third place.
The lowest score in points against me over the year. I ended up after week 14, which is the end of the season for us.
Right.
In third place.
That's good.
Looking good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what happens is the first and second team get a bye, and then the third,
lucky
fourth,
bastards,
fifth, and sixth teams play each other.
Okay.
To then move up.
Okay.
Well, after week 14, I was in third place, looking good. Everything was fine. And then week 14 and 15, I didn't even score 100 points. Okay. I've been averaging 140.
But we're talking postseason, though.
Well, it's still, yeah. I mean,
postseason for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So weeks 15, 16, and 17 are the championship weeks.
Right.
And so week 15, I scored 88 points.
So you dropped from third down to
yeah. So I ended
last.
Up in it will basically in our division. There's 12 teams in the league, and the top six play for the championship.
You lose. Good day, sir.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then the bottom six teams play for, you know, who's not going to be last.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So, but I did end up in sixth place. And I, actually, this year, I'm surprised I did as well as I did because
You're right in the middle. That's not too bad.
There's all the COVID and injuries this year were horrible. They affected me those in weeks 15 and 16. I had nobody.
So here's the important question, though. Is your fantasy football owner still going to keep you as a coach?
Well, of course.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of which, anyone following Antonio Brown?
No, what happened?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he just walked off the fields of the Buccaneers.
Yeah, yeah.
He threw his helmet down, took off his shoulder pads on the field.
Oh, I saw that. I didn't know what it was about, though.
Yeah, yeah, threw it down. He threw his shirt into the crowd, and then he jogged off the field, giving everyone a peace sign, went right into the locker room.
Yeah, he's no longer
released from the Buccaneers,
Wow. So he's, like, working at McDonald's or Burger King now, or what?
Well, so the big debate is whether or not he's been affected by some sort of mental disorder that makes him act irrationally. He's got a kind of a habit of doing this.
It was sad, and everybody was, you can see the looks on everybody else's faces like, what the hell is going on? And he's just livid, and it was just he didn't like how he was being treated as far as playing time and things.
And they said they were making him play on an injury. He had they'd given him a painkiller injection into his ankle, and he told the coach he didn't want to go in, and they were pushing him. And
They were pushing him pretty much the whole season because he had injuries, and he played through it, and like you said, they gave him injections and stuff like that.
Probably cortisone.
Finally, apparently, it got to a point where he said he couldn't do it anymore. And then he turned around and ran off the field.
Wow.
There's a lot of people.
Make me come back.
We're going, wait a minute. He after he threw everything, he ran through the end zone and out, and it was like kind of a jog, and he wasn't limping at all. Now, I don't know if that's because they shot him up with painkiller again. That may have been it, but then...
Yeah, but they only last so long. That painkiller eventually wears off, and then you feel whatever you're doing to yourself.
And because you don't have pain, you can feel the popping and cracking of the injury.
Ugh.
And if it gets to a certain point, you realize, you know, I don't care how much painkiller you got, I'm screwing myself up. So they don't know which way it is for real, but it was quite a surprising...
Yeah, so it's just a lot of controversy about whether or not he did it for that, or if he has sustained multiple concussions, and that's given him, there's like a new theoretical condition that they're diagnosing with people on football with, you know, reoccurring brain injuries.
Oh, that's been going on for years.
Well, right, but now they're saying that it's causing people to lose their cognitive rationale, so they start acting out. They start behaving erratically.
Using your head or whatever against another man's head.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something ain't going to go right at some point in time.
Mm-hmm. I'm all for the gladiator system. We take all the rules away.
That we called rugby.
Yeah, that's fair. Then there's that one sport that they play in. I think it's Italy. It's only played in Italy, and it is like the world's most dangerous sport.
Splunking?
No, it's like a mashup between MMA and rugby.
Really?
Oh, mm-hmm. I thought it was jarts.
No, and I want to know what it is now.
I don't know. To me, that just sounds like street football when we played with kids.
There was
no rules.
Yeah, so if you make contact with someone, then you have to wrestle them to the ground. And then if they get to the ground, they can't get back up again.
Well, yeah, because you got to hit them in the jaw first.
And then it's rugby around that, though.
Makes sense.
So they're throwing a ball back and forth. They're trying to score. Yeah. Meanwhile, people are wrestling and boxing over there in the corner.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. Wow. Oh, boy. Things that we do today, huh?
Yeah. Who knows? I mean, people... you look at sports, and one of my contentions with professional sports for... last, I don't know, 10, 15 years is the amount of ego that players have now.
Oh, don't even get me started on it.
I like certain players because they seem to be pretty reasonable. But overall, I've lost my flavor for professional sports. Like, I don't know.
I'll tell you exactly when I lost mine.
And that was?
When Michael Jordan started playing basketball.
Huh. Yeah, he was. I saw an interview with Michael Jordan the other day, and he was all talking about how, you know, there really is no such thing as a GOAT because there's no way in hell you can compare someone like, you know, LeBron James with someone who played basketball 20 years ago. You can't do that.
Well, you can. There's not a necessity for it because the athletes are different now.
Yeah, everything's different.
You know, so, I mean, it's like kind of like the old thing, was it when they did the whole matchup with Rocky Marciano and Muhammad Ali?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then there was the computer thing, you know, that went with it. And it's like, but the reality of it is, you know, could they go toe-to-toe in their prime? And you're talking about totally two different boxers, two different styles.
It's really hard.
You know, so you really, and in two different generations, so you really can't, you can imagine it, you can try and do what you can for it, but, you know, the reality of it is you're just going to end up with a Rocky movie.
Yeah.
You know, later on.
It was funny, I just saw an interview with, it was before he totally kind of lost contact, but with Muhammad Ali talking about Mike Tyson.
Oh, yeah.
And what it would have been like, he said, he was like, well, I don't know. You know, you talk about who's better. It's hard to say because there's no way we could have fought each other in our prime.
Yeah.
But if we did, he'd go, all he had to do is hit me once.
Yeah.
And Ali saw how powerful Tyson really was. And if Tyson had ever hit Muhammad Ali a few times, he'd had Parkinson's before he even retired.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I remember Ali being on the Arsenio Hall show, you know, back in the 90s. And Tyson came out, and Arsenio asked, if you two ever fought, who do you think would win? Ali just pointed straight to Tyson.
Yeah.
Bottom line, hands down.
Yeah.
The dude was powerful because the trainer that he had knew what Tyson's limitations were.
Mm-hmm.
A short, stocky man with not that much of a reach. And he trained him to get into and past the reach of the other boxer.
Right.
And to get inside and then basically pop him one is what it is. And he had, you know, a very powerful hit, both left-handed and right-handed.
If you look at pictures of Tyson from behind, compared to other boxers, his back was massive.
Oh, yeah.
Thick, massive back muscles that he would plant his feet, and he was shorter anyway, so there was more stability. And with that big muscle in his back and his arms were cut, it was just way too powerful. I've been watching a few of the times we knock people out, and it's just like, holy crap, I wouldn't want to get hit by him.
Yeah.
Oh,
absolutely.
Oh, man, I'd die. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Side note, that game, Italy's most violent sport, is the historical Florentine football.
Historical Florentine football.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. It's obviously it's in Italian, but that's the name of the sport. Yep. It's rugby, football, and a little MMA thrown in for good measure.
That sounds dangerous.
And if you're from Sicily, they may bring a knife. So. Just saying, you know. Okay. All right.
Yeah. If the godfather for the other team shows up, you let him win.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Those unspoken rules they have in sports.
Yeah, that everybody should speak up about, actually. All right. Well, you know what? Segueing into something a little different here. We hate doing these, and I remember even producer Zach's going, oh, do we have to? Well, it's important, especially when it's people of these nature. But we lost two great ones this past week. One a week ago today, we got the news, and then one later on in the week. So I've got the one on Bob Saget here.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, great comedian, and yesterday, Bob Saget was laid to rest during a ceremony here in Los Angeles. The funeral just came 5 days after the 65-year-old comedian was found dead in his hotel room on Sunday at the Ritz-Carlton in Orlando, Florida, while on his 2022 comedy tour. The night prior, he had an hours-long stand-up performance outside Jacksonville. Though the service was small, several of Saget's closest friends were in attendance, of course, including his Full House co-stars, John Stamos, Dave Coulier, Candace Cameron Bure, Jodie Sweetin. Oh, gosh, I don't know if you've seen her lately, but good God, she looks good. Lori Lawton, she grew up nice. Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen both were there as well. Stamos' wife, Kayla McHugh, Lawton's husband, was Nemo Guadagnoli. And comedian Jeff Ross, musician John Mayer, Jimmy Kimmel, Dave Chappelle, Kathy Griffin, and Jonathan Silverman were also in attendance. Saget is survived by his wife, Kelly Rizzo, and his three daughters, Aubrey, who's 34, Laura, who's 32, and Jennifer, 29, all single and available, I don't know, with whom he shared with ex-wife Sherry Kramer. I don't know if you've seen this recently or not, too, but Saget did an interview on CBS about a month ago regarding his sister, Gay, and she had a certain skin condition where it's like her skin felt like it was on fire kind of thing, and what it was actually the tightening of the skin and loosening the elasticity of the skin. And so he was always trying to do fundraisers for her,
right?
And he lost her in 94 due to this disease, and so that was the last interview that he really got to do, was promoting that and that organization and everything. And because of it, now it's like people are getting more, or this disease is getting recognizable now in the public eye because of Bob's passing.
Right.
And they say it affects about 300,000 people in the United States. And but there is medication for it that helps reduce the symptoms and everything and so forth.
Wow.
So, but either way, I mean, this one, I think, hit hard with a lot of people, too. It was a big shock. It came out of nowhere, really, and nothing but love for this man and how kind he was and everything. Unfortunately, though, I never got to see him live do his stand-up. But from my understanding, he was dirty.
Okay, here's the thing.
And naughty.
Way back in the annals of comedian history,
yeah,
there's a thread that started many years ago, and all of the comedians did this. It was a joke called The Aristocrats.
Yes, and he's a part of it.
And if you go online, this is really interesting stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's like what happens is the comedians would all tell the same joke, and they would put their own twists on it.
Right.
And it was just an extremely dirty
joke.
But they made light of, and it was like, you know,
and they kept adding things to
they
it.
They kept adding it. Well, if you go back and listen, and you realize Bob Saget was the dirtiest of all. He was disgusting. He told his joke, and it was Mr. Full House, you know,
yeah.
Dad.
Well, that was a lot of things. I think so, that a lot surprised a lot of people about his comedy was that
they didn't realize
you saw Full House. You know, it's Mr. Happy Dad, and everybody gives hugs at the end.
Yeah,
and you know, you go and watch him, whatever. It's like a culture shock. You know, of F this and F that.
It's really interesting.
And the monkey took the wife into the bedroom, and
yeah.
You know, I was like, wait a minute, where'd the monkey come from?
And I think the fact he had such an appealing young face, like a good-looking, happy, kind guy. But, wow, he was so dirty.
Well, we are, you know, they say 6 degrees of separation.
Mm-hmm.
We are 2 degrees away from Bob Saget.
Ooh. How so?
Well, we are friends with Craig Shoemaker, comedian.
Mm-hmm.
Craig and Bob both grew up in Philadelphia and have known each other since they were probably, I think Craig said they were teenagers.
Oh.
And he said that he remembers watching Bob perform in Philly where he rigged a guitar. I thought this was really funny. He rigged a guitar and would play the song George Harrison's My Guitar While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Mm-hmm. And water would come out of the guitar while he's playing that song. I'm like, that's pretty good.
That's pretty funny.
That's pretty funny. Yeah. You know, before he got naughty and talked about the monkey doing the guy's wife.
Yeah, he
in the butt. You know,
I mean, he was pretty amazing.
Yeah, we're definitely going to miss him. And of course, he was. And from my understanding, I think he was responsible for bringing Full House back and calling it Fuller House and kind of continuing the same thing, you know, in a roundabout, you know, where the oldest daughter loses her husband and has three kids. And now the family, her generation of family, steps in to help her raise the kids and everything.
Right.
And so, which was a really good show. And then Craig Shoemaker also wrote on that show as well. So Bob brought him in to write on it.
So we knew Bob Saget personally.
Yeah, yeah. Close personal friend of Your Weekly Dose. Because that's what we're telling Delmarva Radio and Lime City Radio. Bob,
that's right.
Bob knew us and we knew Bob.
That's our story and we're sticking to it.
That's right. And if you spell his name backwards, it's still Bob. That's right. But don't do Robert backwards, because Robert backwards doesn't work.
Wow.
So, just saying.
And a side note just is saying. That, you know, the name Bob is part of the original song Name Game.
Yes, it is. I'm just going to agree and go, okay.
I thought all names were a part of the name game.
Who knows? Until they get to Chuck. And they couldn't do Chuck.
Yeah, you can't.
They couldn't do Rich.
Yeah,
they couldn't do
Chuck,
Rich.
Chuck and Rich.
Yeah, there were some that.
Yeah.
The name game.
Bo
what
Beach.
A crazy anyway. Song. Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah. So rest in peace, Bob Saget. We will miss you, and thank you for all the laughs and the warm hugs through the years. We really appreciated it. So now you've got somebody too that we lost.
I do. This was the bad girl of rock and roll.
Damn right she was.
Ronnie Spector, who was the infamous wife of Phil Spector, who produced the majority of the Ronettes' music. She was Veronica Yvette Greenfield.
Her real name, yeah.
Her real name. And her professional name was Ronnie Spector. She passed due to a short battle with cancer on Wednesday at the age of 78. She formed a girl group, the Ronettes, with her sister Estelle Bennett and their cousin Nedra Talley. She fronted the group while Phil Spector produced all their stuff, and the two were married in 68 and separated in 72.
Short marriage.
Now, Bennett sang lead on the Ronette string of hits in the early to mid-60s, including this one, Be My Baby. Baby, I Love You, The Best Part of Breaking Up, Walking in the Rain. I really like Walking in the Rain. I think that's one of my favorites.
Didn't Neil Sedaka write that one, too?
It doesn't say. It may be. In 64, she launched a solo career with the single So Young. And after 1980, she... And this is... All this stuff was in the 50s and 60s. After 1980, she released 5 studio albums.
Wow.
So in 86, her career revived when she was featured on Eddie Money's song, Take Me Home Tonight.
Oh, yeah, because there's another a line that he song. Says, what Ronnie says.
Yeah. And then Estelle Bennett was sometimes referred to as this is written kind of oddly. Veronica Yvette Greenfield. She was Bennett.
What her real name?
Anyway, yeah. It didn't say that. Anyway, she was referred to as the original bad girl of rock and roll. In 1990, she published a memoir, Be My Baby, How I Survived Mascara, Miniskirts, and Madness, or My Life as a Fabulous Ronette.
That's a long-ass title. Whew.
In 2007, she was inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of the Ronettes.
Very cool. She's definitely had a unique voice, for sure.
Yeah.
You know. Go ahead and crank that song a little bit there.
Oh,
that I don't know which one's her sister, which one's her cousin, but the one on the left, I'm like, yeah, I go out with her. Hang on, I think she's better looking out of the three of them, personally. Yeah, I mean, Ronnie's not bad looking either, but herself. Oh, yeah. But if that's the cousin or the sister, I'd take her out. Just saying.
There you go.
Just saying. You know, go with the backup singers first, you know, and work your way up.
Okay.
That's all.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah. Little tidbit.
Nice. Okay.
Little tidbit. So, there you go. You know what? I forgot to find the song, whatever.
I've got contacts with Kanye West's backup singers. Is that the same thing? Do I get...
No, not really. No, because it's like a girl group, you know, so you want to...
Oh, damn.
Yeah,
okay.
to get to the lead singer.
Got it.
So, are they good looking, though?
They sing well.
I sing decent.
That's like asking if all radio hosts look good.
I got a face for radio, that's for damn sure.
Yeah, you know, there's a reason I stay behind the microphone.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, with this body, baby.
Ow.
Yeah, I chose to stay in shape.
I know. You know, we haven't checked the weather in a while, gentlemen.
That's called a pear.
Yeah, let's look out at the weather. What happened to all the leaves that were on the tree?
You've been gone, brother. Welcome to winter in Southern California.
Well, they did all turn yellow, and it was really pretty. And
people
now
on
it's
the East Coast
just,
are going, what are they talking about? We lost it years ago.
It's just a bunch of sticks.
Months ago.
It's just a bunch of sticks.
Sticking out of the ground.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It looks like there's some buds on it, though. So.
And what's funny
I
because
like bud.
The last couple of days, though, it's like it's been a little bit warm, you know, and then now all of a sudden today here in Southern California, we've got, you know, overcast and rain a little bit. And I'm going, what's going
rain.
On?
I didn't know how to act. I was like, wait a minute. I'm out in the rain. I don't know if I like this. And I love the rain, but it was just it was so weird.
Yeah. What time are we at right now?
10:42.
Okay, cool. Awesome. All right. So we got time for this. All right. Real quick. Last week, a lot of people were talking about this or whatever and like going, oh, my God, really? We have to talk about it? Really? We have to? We got 5 emails regarding this.
Wow.
So, okay. And you know what?
What's wrong with the other 2 listeners?
Fuck. find us. Oh, there you go. Yeah, just that second one.
This one here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's that? What song is that one, though? Or is it just anything besides the commercial?
Commercials first.
Yeah, commercial. Well, they always got to put on a commercial first.
Because you're too cheap to pay for the subscription.
Yeah, damn right I am. I'm half Jewish. What are you talking about, man? Jeez. I get everything at wholesale. You think I pay full price for all these guitars? Hell no. Cost, baby. All right, go ahead, crank
it
a
little bit. Oh, gosh, played at every wedding ever.
Wise not mine. Wise men
say, run!
Only fools rush in.
Terry!
Great segue.
Falling in love.
Anyway, 1 week ago today, the old fat dude, which we call the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley, would have been 87 years old, that son of a gun. That's a big old son of a bitch, too.
I know. I really thought he would have been older than that.
No, he turned it.
You stole my thunder.
Yeah. Still
should.
Can't believe that. I feel like he was more outside of my time life, or, you know, my lifetime. Said it backwards.
Either way, you're right. That's for sure. But no, yeah, 87. I mean, that's to live that long. Because he died when he was 40.
Yeah, which is super young.
Yeah, so, you know, now that means it's 47 years later after his death. And you're going, holy cow, I can't believe, hey, it's been that long.
Well, some people think he's still alive.
Well, some people think that he's an alien, according to Men in Black.
Correct.
So
he just went home.
He just went home, yeah. But, you know, I don't know. Elvis was somewhat of an influence for me, but I'll be honest, I didn't go for his early stuff. I liked his later stuff.
Okay.
You know, and I'm talking about between the 68 comeback special and when he passed. I don't know what it is about that era of Elvis that I really, really liked. You know, and I think it's probably, for me, it was probably the songs. I don't know. What about you, Steve?
You want me to say it?
I
didn't really like Elvis.
Why?
I just didn't. I don't know. I thought it was contrived.
In what essence?
Just that, you know, there were other individuals who were rock and rollers who really were good. But this was who everybody seemed to be pushing as the best because of who he was, because all the other ones were, in a word, black. You know,
you gotta look at the times, though. I mean, you're talking about times, too, where there was still segregation in the South.
Well, yeah, I know that. But you look at, now I can't remember his name.
This is your home.
Maybelline, honey, is that you? Ah, Maybelline.
Uh-huh.
Do we know who that was?
That was, oh, my God. He's one of my favorite. Gino, I went and saw him. Jerry Lee Lewis and...
Little Richard?
No, Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry.
I had to go through Back into the Future.
Had to go all the black people.
I had to go through the Back to the Future scene to get his name. This is your cousin,
Chuck.
Marvin.
Chuck. This is your cousin, Marvin Berry. You know the new sound you're looking for?
So I really like Chuck Berry, and I like Jerry Lee Lewis, you know, and others. And I thought Chuck Berry was just amazing. If anybody should be the king of rock and roll, that's who I would think of.
Yeah.
And it was like, to me, Elvis was pushed to the forefront by advertising and by, people that had the power to do that kind of thing.
We can blame the Colonel.
Now, he was good looking, and he did have a nice voice.
And Forrest Gump taught him how to swing his hips.
That's right, yeah. But so I liked his movies, though. For some reason, I liked him as an actor, and I liked his movies. And
did you know that Barbara Streisand approached him to be in A Star Is Born?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. She actually, and they were in negotiations with it, and it was supposed to be his... Not say come back to making movies, but like his serious movie debut,
right?
You know, versus all the crappy stuff he did,
the fluffy stuff.
Yeah, you know, like gonna have a climb back, you know,
Viva Las Vegas,
which is a great song though, by the way. But and I agree, I love some of that Elvis-y kind of things, but it was always the same damn movie or whatever.
Yeah,
but. But no, he was supposed to be in A Star Is Born, and Barbara Streisand approached him with it, about it and everything, but for whatever reason, the Colonel said no.
Huh.
And said, nope, you ain't going to do it, whatever, absolutely not, blah, 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 whatever, and Elvis was, like, pissed, and Barbara just went, okay, and then I don't know exactly, though, but... Then that's when Kris Kristofferson got picked to do the role, you know, for the 15th incarnation of A Star Is Born. So, but.
Well, you know.
And then Lady Gaga did it with Bradley Cooper, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's actually the fifth version.
Yeah, it's a tearjerker. It gets to people. It's like.
Or Hollywood is out of ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's kind of like we were talking the other day, too. It's like. My mom and I were saying, okay, Spielberg has redone West Side Story. And it's like, what the hell for?
I know.
You know? But in talking with Paul the other day, or last week, about it, though, and looking at all the other reviews, the only person I think who could do it justice is Spielberg. Because he knows how to put together a good film. And I think this was his first musical. And so, and it's gotten rave reviews. And it's been critically acclaimed. It just, you know, hasn't done well at the box office, though. But now they're saying other reasons because of it. So.
Right. Oh, you mean that all of Steven Spielberg's friends were patting Steven Spielberg on the back?
No.
And telling him how good he did?
No.
Were you in that line?
She was, apparently. We weren't. You know. But no.
All those critics, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Read the reviews. Paul even said it was great, too.
I believe it's a good film. I just don't really understand why we just keep remaking. I mean, film used to be what I considered passion projects, and now it's money-making revenue. It's all about franchises and
finding a sequel and a remake. But you had more, I think, originality back then. And I think part of it, for me personally, I think why they shouldn't do certain remakes, though, is because of the technology today. Is you have accessibility to it now. You know, you want to see the original? Go buy the DVD or download it or whatever. You know, watch it on YouTube. You know, to me, it's there. So it, because of that reason, it's like, why bother doing a remake?
I agree.
You know, it doesn't make sense. You know, I've got, you know, West Side Story on DVD.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if I wanted to see it, that's what I'm going to watch. You know, because that's the most cherished one overall. Is this one going to win any Oscars? Don't know. You know, but Paul said it did bring a little bit more of the realism of New York in the 60s, though, during that time period. So if that's what Spielberg brought to this version of it, you know, and somewhat modernized it, you know, okay, fine. So be it. You know, it's you know, but it's like watching A Star Is Born, too. You know, which version do you want to watch? You know, 37, you know, was it 1923, 39, you know, 70 or 2005 or whatever damn thing was made, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A damn thing.
Yeah, it's like, well, take your pick. You know, you're going to see the same story, especially from the 70 to the most recent one.
Yeah.
You know, they almost did it. And it's so funny because then the screenwriters or whatever get credit for that. I'm like, all you did was watch the old film and I want to take notes. Oh, you know, it's like, come on, really, really. So, but no, Elvis. I don't know. I mean, to me, Elvis was at that point of the forefront, definitely of rock and roll. I think the one who gets gypped the most, though, out of anything, of not just being the king of rock and roll, but out of being the person who took the black music and brought it to the white side, is Bill Haley in the Comets with Rock Around the Clock.
Rock around.
Because that preceded
the
Elvis.
Rock.
That's what started it all. You know, it's just that, like you were saying earlier, Elvis was that pretty boy who could carry that, though.
Yeah, he looked good on stage, and the women went, oh, when he shook his hip.
Uh-huh.
So,
but I mean, all in all, though, he was a good singer. He knew how to carry.
He has a good voice. He does. I won't say I don't like him because I don't like his singing. I like his voice. A couple of songs he did, I do like.
Uh-huh.
But I just didn't like the whole.
Do me a favor, real quick. Mm-hmm. Can you look up In the Ghetto?
Mm-hmm.
In the Ghetto.
One of my favorite songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
And that's just it. And like, and that's why I mean, the music, what it is, what it was in the 50s, and I get it. He didn't do a whole lot in the 60s, except, you know, those what Elvis even called those cute little movies, you know. And yeah, and that was my introduction to Elvis, was being an actor, singer in these movies, whatever, doing these, you know. But it's always the same thing, too. But like I said, it was the 68 comeback special. Where he came back and just killed it on that whole thing. And, oh, listen to this song. Curry Kid, please.
Little baby child is born in the ghetto.
He was five, man.
And his mama cries. But if there's one thing that she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? A child needs a helping hand. You're gonna be an angry young man someday. And take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Or do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Will the world turn?
Anyway, happy birthday, Elvis. 87 years old you would have been, brother. Definitely missed. That's for damn sure. People still go to Graceland in Memphis and tour the house. Jump on the Lisa Marie. The Airplane, that is.
I really liked Rockadoodle.
Oh, yeah.
All the stuff that just came from Elvis,
Elvis.
Just inherently.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. One of my favorite movies as a kid growing up.
Now, last thing, if you guys really, really want to listen to a great, I can see a documentary about it, our friend Mark Thompson from Mark and Brian did a show called Cool Stories in Music. And if you go and jump on the archives.org, and actually I'll put up a link on this. Mark did different artists and their history. And sometimes he would just cover just an album. And he covered Elvis's last studio album. And it's called Elvis from Memphis. And it's where In the Ghetto comes from. Kentucky Rain. Some of the bigger hits that he had. Suspicious Minds, when, you know, right before he passed away. And it was Elvis's most critically acclaimed album. And what's ironic, though, is that he ended his career as a studio artist where he started it, which was Memphis, and the history of that studio. And Mark does a beautiful job of telling that story and the songs behind it and what went down. You know, for that. So I'll post up. We'll put the link up on our Facebook page so you guys can really listen to it. Mark does a beautiful job.
He does several of those, and they're all really interesting.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I mean, Mark really does his homework on it, and I mean, he did the Bee Gees, he did Lionel Richie, he did Grand Funk Railroad. God, who else did he do? I'm trying to think off the top of my head. Oh, who's the guy from Matchbox 20? Rob Thomas. He did one on Rob Thomas. Mm-hmm. So it was just really, really cool to have him do that. So anyway. All right. Where are we on time?
10:57.
Okay. All right. Maybe we'll do these when we come back then. So what we're going to do right now, though, is we're going to celebrate National Strawberry Ice Cream Day. And what we're going to try and do is... go over to, don't forget to take this with you, Steve, is go over to 31 Flavors and celebrate National Strawberry Ice Cream Day. So Steve's putting his shoes on. Of course, my shoes are on downstairs.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to play a song for you. And if that gets done by the time we get back on the air remotely, Casey's going to have fun talking to y'all.
If we get back on
wondering where we're at.
This could be an adventure deciding
who's doing what,
how we can set this up. So
yeah, exactly. Because we haven't done one of these in quite a while. So we're actually, it's kind of fun, actually, to go out and do that. So, all right, you ready?
I'm ready.
You sure? All right, all right. So go ahead and play, and we'll be back in a few.
Fun facts.
Dedicate one to the ladies.
I love fun facts because they're so fun.
I'm now summertime zip, babe. Need something to keep you cool. Better look out now, though. Dave's got something for you. Tell you what it is. I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. Oh, my, I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Hold on a second, baby. I got to put my banana and Dixie cups. All flavors and push-ups, too. I'm your ice cream man, baby. Stop me when I'm passing by. See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Hold on one more. Well, I'm usually passing by just about 11 o'clock. I never stop. I'm usually passing by just around 11 o'clock. And if you let me cool you one time, you'll be my regular stop. All right, boys. I'm going to put my banana, Dixie cups, old flavors and push up to 100 ice cream, man. Stop me when I'm passing by. See, now all my flavors again. Satisfied, yes. I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. This is all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
Casey?
Yes, sir.
Is the song ended yet?
Yes, oh yeah.
Okay, are we back on the air?
Yes, you are.
Oh, okay. Hey, guys. Okay, so Steve and I are in the car right now.
Yay!
And so we're going to head over to the 31 Flavors. And surprisingly, you know, the streets are all wet here in Southern California. I don't know how everything is in Delmarva or over in Indiana there with Lime City. But here they're pretty wet. And, of course, Southern California drivers don't know how to drive in these conditions, let alone even when a cup is in the middle of the freeway.
A cup?
Oh, dude. I mean, well, you know. You travel long distances.
Sure do.
Cups on the freeway, and traffic slows down. And, okay, so we got the – we're cleared. Now we're making a left turn to get over to the 31 Flavors. And everything. And what we're going to do is we're going to go to the 31 Flavors, the Baskin Robbins here in Cyprus. And we're going to get some strawberry ice cream and also give them some fun facts about strawberry ice cream. So hopefully that will go over very well with them. Of course, it may be horrible radio, but fun for us. And that though, but you know, with these kids working in there, you know, we may be looking at a deer in headlights. So we don't know.
Hopefully, somebody responsible will open up the shore, the store,
or the shore,
the shore, or the store, because it opened right now. So hopefully, there'll be like a managerial type there.
That would be important.
Yeah,
that would be very important. So. All right, so now we're at a red light waiting for the green light to change. And it changed for the people going straight but not making a left turn, which is us right now. So now, Casey, do you like strawberry ice cream? Or
I do.
No? You do? Okay.
I do. I prefer it over chocolate.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about you, Steve?
I just like ice cream.
Period. I don't care. Cold and creamy, I'll take it. Mm. Even warm and creamy, he'll take it.
Yeah, well, yeah. Sometimes you, like, melt it, and you kind of mix it up so it's like a paste rather than ice cream. Yeah, I like that.
That sounds real good, Steve. Good job. Good
app. Yeah, okay. All right. Oh, does open.
Yes, it does.
It says open.
It says open. And I like the fact that here at the Baskin-Robbins, in Cyprus, it is right next to the Catella Dental. So, you know, that's I think really, really good.
Eat some sugar and then come into the dentist's office.
Right, exactly. Okay, so we're going to park the car. I still need to connect my wireless system to the phone here. So we're going to do that. And let's see here. Putting a little adapter inside. All right. Can you hear me, Casey?
Sure can.
Okay, awesome. All right. Yeah, see, we need yours. Okay, so what I'm going to do now is add the other phone to this. You're going to hear a little bit of probably nothing for a moment. I should probably turn off the car, huh? That would be really good. All right.
While you gentlemen are doing that, I'm going to play over here a woman named Avery Lynch. Let's see what she has to say about ice cream here. Strawberry ice cream. Once we pull this up.
Okay, Casey, do you have us now?
Sure do.
Okay, you got Steve?
You have me? Hello? I can't hear myself.
You won't.
You can, we can hear you.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to walk in now to the Baskin-Robbins here.
All right.
And check it out. I should probably take my keys with me, too. Be a smart thing there. And sorry for the dead air, folks. We were trying to connect all the calls and everything. So, all right. So we're here at 6895 Catella Boulevard here in Cypress. This is where the Baskin-Robbins is.
Look what's on the other side of the Baskin-Robbins.
Cell phone repair.
Cell phone repair. So we can go in there if we have a problem.
Yeah, with our connection, absolutely, which is great. I love it. And nobody is inside the building right now. Oh, you know what? You know what? We have to. Oh, I almost forgot. We got to put on our masks too. Yeah, it says. Yeah. All right. Okay, so we're getting out of the car. Steve's getting his mask. I'm getting my mask, and I'm depriving from somebody from coming into the parking lot here, which is typical of me.
We'll play a little holding music while.
Yeah. Okay, so he's putting on his mask, and we're still waiting. All right. I got to put mine on, too, as well. So I guess I might as well do that while waiting for Steve.
Yeah, since I already have my mask on.
What is this? There's a turkey ice cream song dance. Let me pull this down. This is a famous Turkish ice cream song dance.
Well, I love the nightlife and I love the boogie, but I don't know if I'm going to do the Turkish dance.
Oh, this is going to
bat. Okay. All right. So we're gonna go into the store now. And we're going to do an order in here. It's warm and we're not ice cream store. I don't get that. But that's okay. Okay, so they got vanilla, chocolate chip, mint chocolate, Rocky Road. That's my favorite.
I tried the pink one.
Okay. Now here is very, very strawberry. Now that's only 200 calories.
Really?
Yeah. Only 200 calories.
Worried about your content on your calories over there, really?
Okay.
That's the only strawberry in here.
So that's the only strawberry that they have, and that's what we're going to get. Okay.
All right.
So, okay. And one person's working here.
Oh, we already
And we have other customers coming in, too. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so... Well, she said hello to the customers coming in, but hasn't said hello to us.
I know.
So, but that's okay.
I'm just in the studio trying to learn this song.
What is your name?
The Ice Cream Dance.
Allie. How are you, Allie? You're on the air right now with us for your Weekly Dose podcast. All right. So we're going to go ahead and did you know that today is National Strawberry Ice Cream Day? You had no idea. And you work at a Baskin-Robbins. Shame on you, Allie. I can't believe you're doing that. Okay. Folks, did you guys know it's National Strawberry Ice Cream Day?
Well,
and yet,
it is.
You're wearing pink.
Yeah.
And I loved it. I know. She's good. Okay. All right.
She's dressed up for it.
Okay. We're going to try not to take too long here. Okay. We're going to get three scoops of the, was it Very Berry Strawberry?
Yeah.
Yeah. Three individual cups. And while you're doing that, Allie, and for these folks here, we got some fun facts for you about strawberry ice cream. Okay, so first of all, the strawberry ice cream that she's going to scoop for us is made by blending either strawberries or strawberry flavoring with eggs, cream, vanilla, and sugar. So it's not even strawberries there, it's just vanilla. You look so amazed right now. This girl is looking at me like with deers in headlights.
These guys are actually talking. <I'm sorry. laughs>
Yeah. Like, who the hell are you? I love it. I love it.
Stop outshining the staff.
Did you know that during James Madison's second inauguration, you know what James Madison is? You ever heard that? He was a president.
Oh, my God.
Many years ago.
Oh, my God.
Like, before your mom was even born.
It was in 1813.
That's a long time ago. That's like two centuries ago. Say that again.
Two centuries is like more than 100 years.
That's absolutely. You're smart. What is your name?
Christina.
How old are you, Christina?
6 years old.
6 years. When I was your age, I was seven. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm glad to know. And where do you go to school?
In Los Alamitos Elementary School.
Los Alamitos Elementary School? Do you like it there?
Yeah.
What is your favorite subject?
My favorite subject. Wait, Mama, what's the subject?
Yes, she has to ask her mom.
What do you like to do at school?
Oh,
besides recess.
I like art.
You like art? Are you a good artist?
Yeah.
What is your favorite ice cream?
Vanilla.
Vanilla. Did you know that if you buy...
That's a real commitment to that's a flavor. Yeah.
Did you know that if you buy the strawberry, it's just like getting vanilla, but with strawberries in it?
False.
No.
No, you didn't know that. Okay. You get what?
I want to get strawberry.
You want to get strawberries? Okay. She wants another scoop of strawberries. So we got to put that on there for her. All right. Okay, let's see. Can I give you another fun fact? Okay. Did you know that one cone of ice cream can be finished with 50 licks?
It can?
Uh-huh. So are you going to count it now?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, all right. And who's this over here? What is your name?
Elizabeth.
How old are you, Elizabeth?
I'm 9 years old.
You're 9 years old. You look like you're taller than a 12-year-old, though.
Yeah.
And what school do you go to?
The same as my sister, Los Alamitos Elementary.
And who's your favorite teacher?
My kindergarten teacher.
Your kindergarten teacher? So if you could go back to kindergarten for the rest of the duration of school?
Yes.
Okay, and stay in that same grade for the rest of your life?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'd like to do that. Go back to kindergarten.
Yeah, so would I.
We used to play with hoops.
I used to take naps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did too.
All right. So we're going to ask Allie over here. Allie, what is the favorite thing about working for Baskin Robbins?
It's probably meeting new people.
Every customer's new? Okay. Have you ever had a podcast come in and burst in on your store?
No, not at all.
We're the first. And how do you feel about that?
It's pretty cool.
And you're happy the manager's probably not here too, right? Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, we've got some strawberry ice cream that we're going to take back. And, Casey, how are we doing on time right now?
11:15.
All right. So we're timed it perfect. So we're going to head back. And so go ahead and play that other song. We got to carry all this stuff. So, all right.
Here we go.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, guys, and good luck. And I hope you guys are having fun at school, okay? Okay. It's called Your Weekly Dose. Yeah, and we're live on the air right now, too. Yeah, so all your friends and everything, they didn't hear you because they didn't know yet. But now you can tell all your friends about us. Okay? All righty, guys. You guys take care. We'll see you. Allie, thank you so much. Happy National Strawberry Ice Cream Day. All right. So there you go, guys. Okay, so now we got to go back, not only with the equipment, but the ice cream, and I got to drive a car at the same time. So, yeah, this is going to be fun. I don't know how Steve's going to do it.
Slowly.
So, well, I got the door open, which is good. Okay. And we still have some fun facts, too, that we can read off on the way back.
Yeah.
So, all right. Yeah, I'm going to put mine right there. Kind of what's going to fall. And, take off my mask here. Probably be a little bit better. So, how's the kids sound? The kids sound okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good. I make sure that we were able to hear them on the air.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So awesome. All right. So another fun fact for us is that it takes 12 gallons of milk just to create 1 gallon of ice cream.
Wow. I did not know that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, why does it take 12 gallons to make just 1 gallon of another product?
Yeah, that kind of shocks me, too, because I always thought that liquids expanded when they froze.
Yeah. Oh, hey, there's a license plate here that says New Jersey. It might be yours, Casey.
Quick, kill
just
them.
Saying.
No.
Just saying. Okay.
There
yeah,
can
exactly.
only be one.
Okay, now, ice cream cones were invented in 1904 at the World's Fair in St. Louis. And what happened was there was a large demand force on the ice cream vendor to find him help nearby with a waffle vendor. What happened was he ran out of cups to serve. So he hooked
up. That would be a bummer.
Yeah, so he hooked up with the waffle vendor, and together they made kind of history because he just folded the waffles and then put the ice cream on top of that, and you're good to go. And voila, the waffle cone.
Well, I love waffle cones.
Here's another fun fact.
Okay.
The spreading of American-made ice cream for military troops during World War II was a moment when the entire world accepted ice cream as the perfect summertime treat. So they gave ice cream to the military troops, and they went around the world and spread it.
And then the Italians turned it into gelato.
That's right.
You know, which is kind of the same, but I don't know if it's really the same or not. Do you think it's the same, Casey?
Gelato and ice cream? There's definitely a texture difference between the two.
Uh-huh.
But I mean,
all right, let's.
I would still consider it to be a frozen dessert. So, yes, it's pretty much the same thing as ice cream.
All right, you got another one, Steve?
Yeah, well, before milk-based ice creams were introduced in the 10th century, this summer treat was indeed made from ice. That's why it's called ice cream.
Ah, I like it. That makes a whole lot of sense, though.
That's a 10th century. That's a long time ago.
That's like 1,000 years ago.
Yeah.
According to that little girl that we saw there and we went to Los Alamitos Elementary.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
Oh,
what?
This is really interesting. Over her entire lifetime, one daily cow can produce enough milk for 9,000 gallons of ice cream.
That's a big cow.
Well, a busy cow.
That's a heifer.
A heifer.
That's a heifer right there, baby.
Of course, that would make the farmer's hands very tired.
And he would have to wear gloves.
Do you guys spike that ice cream over there?
What's that?
So did you spike that ice cream over there?
No, we're just us being us. I think Steve finally woke up is what it is.
Yeah.
Because Steve likes doing these little jaunts.
And clearly ice cream.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Casey, we're about to pull up to the house, so why don't you go ahead and play that second song we've got.
All right.
And that should get us in time to park the car and get upstairs and enjoy our strawberry ice cream.
Deal.
Ice cream bells and I start to drool. Keep a couple quarts in my locker at school. Yeah, but chocolate's getting old. Vanilla just leaves me cold. There's just one flavor good enough for me. Yeah, me. Don't give me no crummy teaspoon. I know what I need. Baby, I love Rocky Road. So won't you go and buy half a gallon, baby? Junkies are all the same. All the soda jerkers know my name. When their supply is gone, then I'll be moving on. But I'll be back on Monday afternoon. You'll see another truckload's coming in for me. All for me, I'm singing. I love Rocky Road.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're back in the studio.
Welcome back.
Thank you
very much for my ice cream.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
And this is very berry strawberry.
Ooh.
So. You know what it tastes like to me?
It tastes
cream?
No, it tastes like vanilla with strawberry in it. Just saying. No, it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta say, and I gotta say, the girl, Allie, she was cute.
She was very cute. Yeah.
And it's funny because I'm not partial to girls that had dark hair.
Right.
But it was nice and straight and everything, and just her personality, it went off really nice. Really cute girl.
Yeah, she was very open to the idea, so that was really cool.
Yeah.
It worked out really well.
It did. And like I said, no managers were there, so they couldn't say anything. So it's pretty easy with that. So, all right. While we're eating ice cream, should we play the game then?
Yes.
All right. Let's go ahead and do that.
Oh, my God.
You're a mouthful.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's time for that amazing game show that caused Rudy Giuliani to start using spray color on his head.
Quiz me.
Quiz me.
Quiz you.
Quiz you.
All right, let's raise the volume on the sound effects a little bit.
Alrighty.
All right. Intern Christopher, what we got, brother?
Well, we got 10 questions today.
All right, let's see how good we do.
Mm-hmm, and you better do good with question number one.
All right.
Which country did AC/DC originate in?
Oh, shoot.
Steve. Canada.
No.
Hmm. Oh, Sean.
Sean?
Australia.
Yes.
Duh.
I didn't know that one.
Yeah, Australia. Just like the Bee Gees. They're not British.
Huh.
They're Australian. That's from Down Under.
From the land down under. Mm-hmm. All right, question number two.
Oh. Double tapped.
Ooh. What is the name of the home of the Greek gods?
Casey? Mount Olympus?
That is correct.
Ooh, Casey getting into it. All right.
All right, question number three.
Just realized it's 11 o'clock in the morning, we're having ice cream.
This is great.
There is no bad time for ice cream.
It's kind of like when you have scotch.
It's not in the morning for our affiliates.
That's true. It is in the afternoon over there.
Yeah,
so
it's ice cream time somewhere.
Yeah, there you go. It's after lunch. It's right. After lunch dessert for them. There you go.
All right. John F. Kennedy was assassinated in which city?
Who?
Oh, gosh.
John F. Kennedy.
Oh, Sean.
Sean?
Dallas.
That is correct.
Hello.
I know. I knew it was Texas. I just didn't know which city.
All right. Question number four. I'll
tell you, it ain't El Paso, that's for sure.
Which queen was Julius Caesar involved with?
I want to give him a chance.
Steve?
Oh, my God. It's left my head.
Elizabeth. No.
It's not Elizabeth. Julius Caesar was involved with, what's her name from Egypt?
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. Casey? Cleopatra.
There you go.
There it is.
All right. Question number five.
Ooh, cold spot.
Mm-hmm.
Which Frozen. One? You guys enjoying that ice cream?
Yeah, we are.
Which one of the seven wonders is located in Egypt?
Casey? The Great Pyramids.
Great Pyramids of Giza. That is correct.
Ooh. Casey's smart.
At the halfway point with question number six. Which American state is the largest by area?
Sean.
I think Steve got it first.
Alaska.
That is correct.
Go ahead, Steve, ask her.
What?
I'll ask her.
I'll get back to you.
Ask her. Go ahead, ask her.
I'll ask you about question number seven.
Do you know? Ask her.
What is the smallest country in the world?
Sean? Monaco.
No.
Ah!
Casey? Liechtenstein?
No.
Yeah, she said lick. That's what we're doing with the strawberry.
Steve, you got a guess?
I know. I just read this a couple weeks ago, but I didn't know I have
any last minute guesses?
It's more like a city.
Yeah, it is. Vatican City.
Nice. There it is. We'll give it to you.
All right. Question number eight. Which bone are babies born without?
Which phone?
Bone.
Oh.
Sean?
Sean? No.
The owner.
Oh. Wow.
The
Steve, you got something?
I don't know if it's born without, but the upper part of their cranium is like isn't
because it's soft.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
Soft.
No, they fuse together. They fuse together. Yeah.
It could be like a half point there, but that's not the answer I have here. Think down below the waist.
Hello.
Well, that
then
was
I was
Sean.
Right.
Yeah,
Sean
was right.
Yeah. No, Sean.
Sean?
The patella, which is otherwise known as the kneecap.
That is correct. Good job.
Nice.
Yeah. Question number 9.
She's having a hard time doing both.
What is the common name for dried plums?
Sean.
Sean?
Steve.
Casey.
Steve.
Sean got first, so...
Well, Steve. That's what I'm saying. That's my answer. Steve.
Nope.
He's a dry... A prune?
That's
is,
it.
Yeah, that is correct, Casey. Go. Good job.
Otherwise known as Steve.
And Sean's getting
sometimes
half a point.
Dried up and you gotta use lube.
Oh, this ice cream is so good.
All right, final question with question number 10.
Yay!
Which country produces the most coffee in the world?
Sean.
Sean?
Colombia.
No.
Damn.
So Juan Valdez has nothing to do with it.
Or his donkey. Jackass.
Damn.
Steve, Casey, got any ideas?
It's United States.
No.
No, no. It ain't the United States.
Casey?
Dominican Republic.
No.
Ooh, Steve.
Ooh, Steve?
Brazil.
That is correct.
Hey!
Good job, Steve.
Brazil.
This is Brazil.
Ah, there we go.
That was hard.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. Alrighty, guys. Well, we hope you enjoyed the show, and we hope you had fun with us today. Show's website is yourweeklydose.com, Facebook page, Your Weekly Dose, Twitter, and Instagram. Find us on at Your Weekly Dose 1.
You find me, Steve, on Facebook at Steve Silva, on Twitter at SilvaLining69.
And then I am still out of Facebook jail. This is my longest stint out of Facebook jail.
What is wrong with you, woman?
Since 2020. I've been busy.
You know, I got you that damn cup for Christmas for a reason, okay?
And I drink out of that every morning now.
Nice!
Oh, yes, I do. But you can go ahead and find me over on Facebook. It's Casey Nicole Summers.
And guys, if you want to find me, Sean, on any of the social media, I made it easy for everybody. It's simply Sean R. Unplugged. And now, guys, don't forget also to listen to us on Delmarva Talk Radio. All of our past shows are up there, 7 a.m. Wednesday through Friday mornings, and also on Lime City Radio at noon Wednesday through Fridays. And, of course, if you enjoy the show, don't forget to tell your friends about us because we can't grow without you. Help us spread the word about our show and tell your friends, tell your relatives, tell the dog next door, tell the lady at the Baskin Robbins that we went to, Allie.
Yeah.
You know, and her, and then the other lady and her kids and everything that go to school. You know, tell anybody. We did. We told those strangers. And
we did.
They're going to listen now. So.
And Christina.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Yeah.
And tell them. Because, damn it, we dare you to. That's our plug. We dare you to tell people. So, all right, folks, until next week, have a wonderful weekend, and we'll catch you then.
Go to your local ice cream shop, world.
Celebrate with Strawberry Ice Cream Day, folks. Take care.
It's so good.
Be good. Bob-a-loo-ma-blah-bum-bum. Got a gal named Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. Got a gal named Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. She knows how to love me, yes, indeed. Boy, you don't know what she do to me. To the booty, oh Rudy. 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 Oh, wah, bah, bloom, ah, blah, bam, boom. Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.